Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar expresses concern over Supreme Court ruling on bill assent timeline for president. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defense sector is moving ahead on path of self-reliance and strengthening its potential of defense exports. Nagaland Health Protection Society says 48.81 crore rupees health insurance claim spending under CMHIS and Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by insurer. And Worker Road Safety Committee installed CCTV cameras and breath analyzers to strengthen surveillance. And now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the president to decide on bills. He said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the vice president's enclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
The vice president's remarks came days after the apex court's verdict, in which it set a deadline for the president and the governors to give assent to the legislations. Stressing on the principle of separation of power, Mr. Dhankar emphasized when the government is elected by people, it is accountable to parliament where one can ask questions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said India's defense sector is moving ahead on the path of self-reliance and is also strengthening its potential of defense exports in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of Defense Conclave Force of the Future in New Delhi, he said the primary focus of the government is to enhance the capabilities of the defense sector.
हमारा लक्ष्य है भारत को एक ऐसा देश बनाना जो न केवल अपनी रक्षा जरूरतें खुद पूरी कर सके बल्कि दुनिया की जरूरतों को भी पूरा करने में पूरा सहयोग कर सके. मेक इन इंडिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस विजन के साथ भी हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं. आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बड़ी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने के लिए तैयार है. और आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर जहां सेल्फ रिलायंस के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़ रहा है, वहीं ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को भी रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने को.
The defense minister said the Narendra Modi government has also focused on the modernization of the armed forces. Mr. Singh added that to further promote self-reliance in the defense sector, the ministry has declared the year 2025 as the year of reforms. Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, under Department of Health and Family Welfare, has said that prolonged delay in settling health insurance claims under the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme and Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by Future Generali India Insurance Corporation Limited has created growing operational and financial challenges for empaneled hospitals impacting beneficiaries. The NHPS has said that till date, a total of 48.81 crore rupees claims are pending out of 178.96 crore rupees claims submitted, while 147.65 crore rupees have been approved by FGI, 8.40 crore rupees have been rejected. Till date, 99.28 crore rupees have been paid to its empaneled hospitals. Citing its efforts in resolving the issue by taking various measures, the NHPS has appealed all private empaneled hospitals in Nagaland to continue with services in the event that any empaneled private hospital within the state is not willing to provide cashless services under CMHIS and PMJAY. It has advised beneficiaries to visit any government hospital, CIHSR Dimapur, or any empaneled hospital outside the state. Wokhard District Road Safety Committee inaugurated a set of CCTV cameras as part of its initiative to strengthen road safety and law enforcement. Deputy Commissioner of Wokhard Vinit Kumar appreciated the collaborative effort and stressed that community participation and responsible usage are key to this project's success. The initiative, supported by the Transport Department and implemented in collaboration with the district administration and police, marks the first phase of a broader surveillance plan. 5 CCTV cameras have been installed at key points, with a control room at Wokhard Police Station. 2 breath analyzers capable of instant data printing will help detect intoxicated drivers. Additionally, 8 convex mirrors have been placed at blind spots to reduce accidents. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Supreme Court today recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by the user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the center to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. The matter will now be heard on May 5. The court also ordered appointment of a nodal counsel to streamline pleadings and written submissions. As part of the 4-day of Fire Service Week 2025, Kipere Fire Services conducted a live fire safety demonstration at Deluxe Point today. Officer in charge Tsarosi Sangtam emphasized on importance of mass awareness on fire safety, particularly focusing on kitchen and electrical fires. He urged public to install fire safety equipments in their homes, offices and shops. Sangtam highlighted that a survey in 2022 revealed lack of fire safety installation in government offices, hospitals, schools, churches, commercial places and private residences in Kipere town. The officer mentioned upcoming implementation of Nagaland Fire and Emergency Services Act, urging public to prioritize fire safety to create healthy and fire safety environment. Live demonstrations showcased fire handling techniques, while training sessions educated on using fire extinguishers. India's smartphone exports have reached a record level of 2 lakh crore rupees in the last fiscal. Smartphones have emerged as India's largest export in the first 10 months of last financial year. This was stated by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in a social media post. He said in 2013-14, the country's smartphone exports were ranked 167th and now it has reached to number one position. Ban on single-use plastic items will come in effect from 1st May in Pungro Division. ADC Pungro James T. Kulu Tikir has informed that the banned items include all single-use plastic carry bags, regardless of thickness or microns, and all single-use plastic water and soft drink bottles under 1 liter capacity. The ADC further said that a fine of 10,000 rupees will be imposed for first offense on violators, 20,000 rupees for the second, and repeated offenders will face permit cancellations. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar expresses concern over Supreme Court ruling on bill assent timeline for president. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defense sector is moving ahead on path of self-reliance and strengthening its potential of defense exports. Nagaland Health Protection Society says 48.81 crore rupees health insurance claims pending under CMHIS and Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by insurer. And Wokhard Road Safety Committee installed CCTV cameras and breath analyzers to strengthen surveillance. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.